Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News Live right here on RBN this fourth day of October, 2023. We do have a caller standing by, Bruce from Texas. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
You're on, Bruce.
Hey, I can't hear. There you are. You were silent. I couldn't hear a thing for a while, but now I hear you. Yeah, I want to hit a couple of topics real quick there. First of all, Pelosi's office, what's it called again? That little cubby hole? It's like a closet.
Yeah, her hideaway. Her hideaway office. Yeah.
What was it called? I'm looking for it here. Man, I can't hear you again. I'm going to call back. If anybody can hear
No, we'll Bruce, back. It was called her hideaway office. I answered. I don't know why you didn't hear her. She called it her hideaway office, okay?
You know what that is, I believe? That's an area where she can conduct secret phone calls, maybe a very secure room where she can do things off the record, you know, kind of like where a spy would go, in other words. You know, things
Of course.
Probably all these congressional offices are bugged, they're surveilled, and their conversations, all their emails, everything has to be on the, has to be recorded and accessible. So that's why she's panicking, that's why she had the thing. Why else would she have it?
Yeah. Bruce? I agree with you. Go ahead. Give us more.
Are you there? I'm calling back.
Bruce, I don't understand why you're not hearing. I am here. You're not hearing?
Oh, okay. Well, there's gaps, but go ahead. I'll call back if it continues, but I can hear you now.
But Bruce, you're fine. I can hear you. I don't understand why you cannot. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Bruce.
Okay. I'll repeat it. Nancy Pelosi's office there that hideaway, and it seems to me that's a place to do nefarious business, to maybe do some spy work or circumvent all the recordings and everything that's required of a public official, maybe so she can make deals, you know, with foreign countries, or kind of like Hillary's little bathroom server, you know.
Yes. Bruce, I already said I agree with you about that. Give us another point.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. And that's what I'm talking about there. Can you please get with Joe Olson or whatever and email me whatever y'all have on the detonation velocity of a nuclear charge versus nanothermite? Because I'm still engaged here at arms.com.
I can tell you the basics, Bruce. That in order to destroy concrete, a detonation velocity has to equal 3,200 meters per second or greater to destroy steel. 6,100 meters per second or greater. The detonation velocity of nanothermite is only 895 meters per second. A nuclear charge would be vastly greater than any of those.
Okay, I suggest all the listeners that are interested in 9/11 go to UNS.com and look for the article. Did the Plowshares program set the stage for nuclear terrorism on September 11th?
Yeah, it's also on my blog at James H. It's also on my blog, Bruce, at JamesHFetzer.org. Go ahead, tell us more.
Yeah, no, I put in quite a few comments in there, some information that I believe it's worthwhile. I've saved it over the years. I'm missing a lot of it because my computer system was attacked repeatedly back around 2013, along with other instances. I can't get into it at the moment, but no computer tech could figure it out. I finally found an answer. I was hit with a version of Stuxnet.
Wow.
And so it wiped out three of my hard drives and a motherboard. Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, they were worried then. I think they're not worried now.
Bruce, it's suspected that Stuxnet was used on the Fukushima reactor so that the cooling system was taken out so it would melt down, with catastrophic effects not only for Japan but for the Pacific Ocean and living things. I mean, a Stuxnet virus appears to have been used to bring about that result. So this is serious stuff.
Yes, it is. And on this emergency alert thing, that came across my phone, it wouldn't quit ringing until I answered it. Presidential alert. I think that's the internet kill switch. They could just keep sending that over and over and over again and interrupt communications. You know, it's very unpleasant. I don't like it. Why is it even necessary? I don't think so. You know. And one more thing before I go. Go ahead. Yeah. The government of Slovakia now has a new prime minister, and he's pushing back against. He's not going to send one more bullet to Ukraine. We just had this change of leadership in the U.S. Congress. I think it's getting to the point now that Ukraine isn't making any progress. They're losing money now. They're not going to have the funding they used to have. False flag could happen pretty soon, I believe. They might have to do it. I don't know. It's just, to me, the circumstances are all right for that.
Good points, Bruce. Do you have a final thought?
No, that's it. And I appreciate your work there, Jim.
Thanks. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you for calling in. Let me say about the emergency alert test today. I mean, it happened before I realized I'd been distracted, hadn't paid attention to the time. There it was, boom, all of a sudden, and then it was over. It did not have the devastating effects some were concerned about, even including myself. I thought it was low probability. But I suggested taking measures such as shutting off your phone or your computer at that time for 10 minutes. What didn't take 10 minutes, it was over in about 1 minute. Not only that, but I got the astute feedback that since the radiation is coming from cell towers in our phones and our computers are merely passive receivers, that shutting off our phones and our computers wouldn't affect it, that we'd be hit with the radiation anyway, which I concede to be absolutely the case. So if I generated, you know, excessive apprehension about what was going on, I have extended an apology to one and all, because that greater concern, to wit, that the phone calls are only passive receivers, means they can basically hit us with this radiation from the 5G towers any damn time they want. Now, that is probably a source for a real concern. Meanwhile, we have another caller on the phone, David from Massachusetts. David, join the conversation.
Hello, Director Fetzer. Hey, would you be willing to take a call from a white polemicist?
What do you mean by a white polemicist?
Well,
you mean a white nationalist or a white supremacist advocate?
No, I'm a white polemicist. Do you know what a polemicist is?
Well, someone who makes arguments, who engages in polemics, in disputes, debates. Indeed,
yes, well,
you are, Dave.
So I'm a white polemicist. Director Fetzer. But hey, Director Fetzer, listen, going back to last week, I think I was misunderstood. I mean, I know I was misunderstood when I started talking about the honeymooners and Alice going to the moon. Let me clarify.
Right.
Let me clarify that, Director Fetzer.
Sure.
The point I was trying to make, and I think we ran out of time and everything, but the point I'm trying to make is there's a power that's even greater than the power of Hollywood. And they can either promote things that fit neatly into it with their dark agenda, or they can suppress things that are contrary to their dark agenda. Now, let me give you an example. Dave Gahary from the American Free Press, John Friend from the American Free Press, Paul Angel from the Barnes Review, Ron Kukul, the chaplain of the Liberty Survivors Association, along with Phil Turney, and Rick Wiles, there's been a whole bunch of patriots, you catch my drift, Director Fetzer, that have been trying to move heaven and earth to get the story of the attack, the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, up on the big screen all across America. And it would be a, listen to me now, it would be a blockbuster. It would make, it would gross more money than any movie in American Hollywood history. It would gross more. It would be a blockbuster. It would be action-packed, absolute blockbuster. And the movie moguls out there in the movie studios, they know they'd make a fortune. But there's the deep state, okay? This deep state overrules them and has thwarted every effort to have this movie, the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, up on the big screen. So this deep state, it actually practices brain control, mind control. You know, the people that don't know about the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, if they don't know anything about it, they also don't know that they're under brain control. And the deep state that controls Hollywood, it's not the Chinese like Alex Jones says, or even the complete absolute control of the Jews like Neil Gabler wrote the book, An Empire of Our Own. The deep state has the final word on what's produced, what's promoted, and what's suppressed. But the deep state doesn't want... The deep state, they have these nitwits under brain control, and they won't allow the knowledge of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty on June 8th of 1967 to enter into the brains of these dumbed-down, brain-controlled Americans. So, you know, have I said enough, Director Fetzer? It would be a blockbuster. It would gross more than any other movie in history. It would be action-packed. If you know the whole story of the attack on the... It would be action-packed, and yet it's suppressed.
David, I know for the five individuals you mentioned, and you know, I'm on very cordial terms with them. I think it's a great project. Remember, our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. Every new member of Congress is asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even that of the United States, and they're suppressing it. They don't want it out. They don't want it to be understood that Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967. That was a plot to blame on Egypt, so the United States would come on the side of Israel and even nuke Cairo. And where I'm convinced Lyndon Johnson was very deeply involved, he had had the ship brought all the way from the coast of Africa, all the way from through the Mediterranean to off the coast of Egypt at the time. In fact, Moshe Dayan was such a great general for Israel, they did not need the help of the United States. But the Israeli pilots saw the American flag. They called back to their control and said, this is an American ship. It's flying the American flag. And they were directed to attack it anyway. They made repeated strafing. They fired torpedoes. It was a miracle the ship didn't sink to the bottom of the sea. So, David, I agree with you. This would be a very important film. It would have tremendous impact. I hope it gets out on the screen. And I know those very good people are supporting the project more.
Yeah, Dave Gahary was really pushing for it and trying to... But then he got sick, mysteriously got sick. His health started failing. But hey, listen, this is unbelievable. And I'm not talking about any RBN talk show host, but I'm talking about Jeff Nyquist. Last year, he actually said, and the reason I talked to Laura from Michigan, I talked to Laura from Michigan about this, because I thought Laura listens to the Liberty Hour with John Moore and everything. But Jeff Nyquist, if you can believe this, Director Fetzer, Jeff Nyquist said that the USS Liberty, the crew, he implied that they got what they deserved because they were working for America's enemies, that they were actually spying on behalf of the Arabs. Can you believe that Jeff Nyquist, he said that. He said that the USS Liberty was spying on behalf of the Arabs.
David, I don't know the guy, but that's complete rubbish, complete nonsense. That's very disappointing. And we lost, what, I think 34 were killed, some like 170 were wounded, and it was just a miracle that the ship didn't sink. American forces there sent American fighters from a carrier to respond to the Israeli attacks. And by my understanding, Lyndon Johnson directed that they be recalled. He wanted the Liberty to sink. It's a disgusting story. And there's much to be learned from this incident about American history and our relationship with Israel, David. I'm very glad you brought it up.
And you know what? Robert McNamara, Robert Strange, very strange McNamara, he was the first one to call the jets back on the carrier.
Yeah.
And they were sent out a second time when another antenna was jerry-rigged on the Liberty, and they were sent out a second time. And the second time, none other than President Lyndon Baines Johnson got on, and he ordered the jets back to the carrier in the Mediterranean there, and he was quoted as saying, David, "We're not going to embarrass our Israeli friends." And James Bamford wrote the book, The Body of Secrets, and the NSA picked up all the communications of that bastard Baines Johnson, saying we're not going to embarrass our Israeli friends. Huh?
David, I happen to agree with you about this. I think you've made excellent points, even eloquently. Do you have a final thought?
Hey, you know my final thought with this test, which I shut my phone off. All I have is a cell phone, Director Fetzer. I shut it off. But, you know, if this great Satan keeps on poking the Russian bear and keeps sending those Zion Nazis like Zelensky and those Azov Brigade and everything, you know, I almost predict that Vladimir Putin and Mother Russia, they're going to respond and they're going to pick and choose the targets to get even for them blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, for blowing up the Kerch Bridge that connects Mother Russia with Crimea, for attacking the Black Russian fleet. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Russia and the Russian Orthodox Church, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody said they might just nuke London. They might actually nuke the Vatican and say, listen, you better cease and desist. That's just a little warning shot. They'll nuke the damn Vatican, and if you wanna full exchange of nuclear weapons, you know, make your move. But I think they're gonna fire a warning. I think they're gonna nuke something just as a warning that these bastards cease and desist from trying to rape and sodomize blessed Mother Russia.
David, one of Putin's closest advisors recommended that he nuke the United Kingdom to send a message and to prevent World War III. I don't expect it to happen, but I can't rule out the possibility. Thank you. Thank you, David, for an excellent call today. Thank you. Francis in North Carolina. Francis, join the conversation. We're going to hit a break, Francis, so we'll keep you over. There it is.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind and open up the doors.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Francis from North Carolina, join the conversation.
Hey, young man. I'm guessing you can hear me.
I can.
You can. Oh, that's terrible. Absolutely reprehensible. Terrible. Anyway, bad joke there. Just a couple quick points. One, I shed no tear for Nancy Pelosi not being able to retrieve her personal items from her little hideout spot because, quite frankly, she can always get replacement pieces from her hubby, Paul, that has a special, boyfriend.
I see where you're going with this one, Francis.
Well, you know, go figure. I feel for the officers that was called to that scene or whatever with them showing up in their underwear in a hammer or ball battle with his wife. But anyway, that's beside the situation. But as far as that emergency management... emergency call that went out or signal that went out. Ironically, right. I've had to have fun. I tried my other half to shut off their toy. Don't even listen to it. Just make sure it's totally shut down while they were at work or whatever until a certain time. Meanwhile, I had fun unplugging everything electronic as far as the computer system goes or the phone goes. I wasn't going to take any chances of hearing some blooping sound go off.
Yeah.
For however long it did. And you know what's so funny? I actually enjoyed the sound of silence. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It
yes.
was fantastic. I was like, woohoo, I got to do this more often. But anyway,
nice. Yeah.
aside from that, apparently there's a lot going on as far as the political landscape goes and the so-called shutdown of the government body and all that. It's like, okay, because there's so many commentary about, well, it's just some high-ranking Republicans that are not getting their way and so forth and blah, 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 blah. And then there's another ulterior comment to the effect that, well, if they would actually allow the funding going to Ukraine to show up in the bill that they were supposed to be voting for, all this would be over and done with. Excuse me, the Ukraine and this bobblehead drag transvestite or whatever you want to call him doesn't need the money. I mean, surely they have a printing press of their own. Print out their own stupid money.
I mean, come on. Great idea. I like it.
I mean, well, if he doesn't get it from Putin, well, then, excuse me, I can't blame him. I can't blame Putin for not giving that kind of money, or anybody else in any other country or surrounding the Ukraine, for that matter, let alone, well, which reminds me of one other thing, too, the fact that Zelensky visited the Congress here in the District of Criminals, and the politicians were coming up and giving him a kissy, poo-poo, whatever have you. Aspect that he was a known Nazi or whatever. Well, you know what? That just made it really simply clear that it takes a Nazi to take care of a Nazi. So in other words, all the Nazis that was in the District of Criminals welcomed him with open arms and the kissy kissy poo poo and everything, and that just settled it right there. And so the so-called government that we were supposed to have in the District of Criminals is actually a bunch of Nazis. Nice. And they don't care about the everyday person. So with that...
Very nice point, Lynn. And, of course, that was in the Canadian Parliament. Do you have a final thought, Lynn?
It may be the Canadian Parliament, but also here in the District Criminals, too. So go figure. I don't separate one from the other, hardly, in this day and time, especially in the North American Union, let alone the European Union and the Asian Union. Go figure. I mean, they're trying to get their New World Order together, so, hey, I'm not surprised. But anyway, with that, I'll have a green olive, not rainbow, with my margarita, dear. Oh, mango.
Go for
too.
It, Francis.
Pineapple.
Thanks for later. Another delightful call. Lynn in Maryland, we're about to hit the break, but Lynn, you'll be up. Go ahead, give us some preliminary thoughts.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Fetzer. Let me start with anybody who hasn't read Tim Wu's books, Master Switch and... The attention merchants might be interested, considering the little alert today, but let's look at, you know, the cycle that goes around, that's been going around when it comes to communications and the Internet now. And I got a couple other things. One is when it comes to a Speaker of the House, after they're no longer Speaker, they actually do have an additional office in the Capitol building, in addition to their regular office. Like, even when they were Speaker, like Ms. Pelosi still had an office in Longworth. But then besides that, any Speaker, like even Kevin McCarthy, will probably have an office unless they oust him there, too.
Yeah, but this was a hideaway office right there in the Capitol, as
so
I
they
understand.
All get it. They all get a little office after their Speaker.
Hey, stand
they
by.
Can keep in the Capitol building.
So be with us. Stay with us right after this break, Lynn.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Just wonderful stuff. Yeah, Lynn, Marilyn, continue your thoughts, Lynn.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, if you want to hear something funny, today in the Senate Commerce Committee meeting, I think Ted Cruz is the ranking, and the alert started going off when he had started to give his opening comments, you know, after the chair. And every time he started to speak, somebody else's phone would go off. And then somebody else's phone would go off. And I mean, it was actually funny. It went on for like a minute or two.
So was that had to be orchestrated, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just the
like
timing,
a coincidence.
The timing that when the meeting
very
started.
Funny.
It was actually,
very
and the meeting
funny,
was man. Actually interesting. It was on the CHIPS and Science Act. Actually, a couple things that came out, there was a DOD study that was released last week, you know, because they've also opened up part of the spectrum, but the whole thing turned out to really just aggravate me. It got into AI and so much, you know, I kept thinking, doesn't NIST have standards here? Well, actually, that came up, but they're just voluntary guidelines. You know, I'm like, y'all are crazy. I mean, how stupid can we be? But as stupid as we can be. And actually, yesterday, something that was very interesting was that Supreme Court hearing. If anybody didn't hear it, you might want to.
Go
and
ahead.
You know how you brought up the thing about Congress and Israel? Remember Cynthia McKinney and John Hughes? But what I was thinking was the thing with the USS Liberty, because I think this morning I heard that Joe Biden's actually, which should go into what that hearing was about in the Supreme Court yesterday, you know, just give the president the power of the purse, there you go, and try clawing that back. And But he's talking about defunding Egypt. You know, you could probably get Egypt to fund a film on the USS Liberty then. They'd have no trouble sitting there because, remember, the whole thing was to blame Egypt on that thing.
Yes.
You know, and my mother actually was a civilian employee. She was a contract negotiator with the federal government, and she knew all about the Liberty. When I brought it up, it wasn't a surprise to her in any way, shape, or form.
Excellent. Lynn, good point.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a final thought?
Oh, I think that pretty much did it. You know, there we go. Let's just round it all up and put it in a big ball. And I actually don't know what the Democrats were thinking by not just having 10 of them stand out of that vote yesterday. Because you don't know what the outcome's going to be at this point. When we know what we have, you may not be the happiest with it, but you don't know the unknown, and you can't control the future. And people may not have liked Mr. McCarthy, but you could end up a whole lot worse off, because I don't think they're going to vote any Democrats into being Speaker.
Oh, no. I'm holding out for a Jim Jordan of Ohio, Lynn. I think he'd be a terrific
speaker. I would imagine Jamie Raskin is, too. But again, you could think of the other side of that, is then who's going to chair the Oversight Committee? You know, again, you can all end up worse off. So I would have stuck with what we had.
Thanks very much, Lynn. Kentucky, Mike, join the conversation. Mike.
Oh, there used to be a great show on, I think, Saturdays with the guys from the USS Liberty, several of them. And the whole thing reminds me of this dance against Israelis when they got arrested saying, "We're not the problem. The Palestinians are the problem." You know, they were trying to get the United States to go after the Palestinians, which kind of smells like they were the ones that did 9/11, trying to
Mike, you're absolutely right. This is an Israeli tactic to frame the Palestinians for these dastardly deeds being perpetrated by the Israelis themselves.
And USS Liberty was trying to get the U.S. to get into the war. Johnson said that.
Right.
"I'm not going to go to war over a bunch of dead sailors." He said that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. He didn't play into it.
I think that was just a CYA statement, because he wanted the Liberty to go down so he could nuke Cairo on behalf of Israel. My take, Mike. Further thoughts?
He was just covering his butt because the gig was up. It was exposed to too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point. They couldn't do it. Anyway, that was my sentiment on it. They just kind of got caught with their hands in their playing pool.
Their pants
what is that
down.
Called? Pocket pool? They were playing pocket pool. I'll let
you
go.
Right. Thank you very much, Mike. Very much. Rose in Wisconsin. Rose, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. How's it going? This might be kind of a stretch, and I don't even know what you might think of this, but do you think there's a possibility McCarthy could change parties?
I don't believe he would do that, no.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be enough votes to make it happen anyway. It would be regarded as an act of treason. No, I do not believe he could do that politically. I think
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to everyone speaking about this movie and the USS Liberty. I mean, I would personally, it might go kind of underground, but I couldn't see a major Hollywood studio doing it personally.
Yes. Go ahead, Rose.
Oh, no, I was going to allow you. One of the things I was thinking that I wanted to bring up over the last few weeks was this movie, Path to 9/11, which I believe aired in 2006. It was a two-night miniseries, and then Hillary had it completely blocked. It aired one time. What do you think of that? And then what do you think of the 1993 bombing?
Well, the 93 was supposed to be for the blind sheik. I think that was probably actually to get some read on the structure of the buildings in relation to explosives. In other words, I think that was manufactured, but it was an FBI event all the way.
I don't
like
know.
A trial run.
Yeah. I'm trying to recall if I've seen The Path to 9/11. As I recall, it's a little dim. It was quite good. Do you want to remind us of key features?
Well, again, it aired one time, and that was in 2006, so it was quite a while ago. But it basically implicated, you know, Albright, many of the Clinton people, and then it, you know, went to the Bush admin when this happened. But it was so irritating to Hill and Bill, you know, before she ran that for president, that they had it completely blocked.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Dick Cheney appears to have been the executive director on the ground that day from an underground bunker beneath the White House, as Michael Rupert, in his magisterial book, Crossing the Rubicon, established based on publicly available sources. Rose, do you have a final thought?
No, that's about it. I was just listening to the other callers, and, you know, sometimes I think it gets a little bit off track. So I just,
sure.
I'm kind of glad McCarthy is gone. I think that Gates went in there to do, and he's promising, he's doing the work that he promised to get elected. And people have been criticizing him. I think that's ridiculous. Pelosi, she's probably up, you know, she knows where all the bodies are buried. She's probably in her hideaway office doing just that.
Yes. Yes.
Sort of like what I think Mueller was doing.
McCarthy is a rhino. I mean, he really represents the establishment. Not a good person to be speaker if you want to get things done. As I mentioned a moment ago, I'm hoping Jim Jordan might become the speaker. He would be sensational. Thank you for the call, Rose.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much. Mike in Brazil. Mike, join the conversation.
Yeah, well, good day to you, Ms. Fetzer. Yeah, okay, first I was going to talk about Extendivite, okay, like I told Mike in the control room. But since you mentioned this thing about the change in the House, and as I gather, is Donald Trump is the new Speaker of the House, that would be a very good thing, I think. Okay.
Well, you know, so, that idea has been kicked around in the past. Are you hearing a resurrection of that idea now today? Have I not got the latest on this? Tell me, Mike.
Well, I saw a video from Dr. Turley. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
You
know him.
Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, Jonathan Turley, yeah, right. And he posted it about 5 hours ago. And apparently, Donald Trump was elected as Speaker of the House, which is very good, I think, in my opinion, okay? Now, let me get to my point, that the reason I called. I know there are a lot of people out there who suffer from cancer. I know that. It's a dreadful disease. It's a death sentence, basically. That's what it is. Now, I appreciate the man who invented Extendivite. He's very good at it, and he's right about it. People who have any doubts better not have any, because he's absolutely on the money, okay? He knows what he's talking about. I don't take Extendivite. I don't buy it. He's not paying me 1 cent to say this, okay? So, now I have a better solution for people who suffer from not only cancer, but from various diseases, which are considered to be incurable. As you know, I live in Brazil, and I live in the equatorial belt, meaning the Amazon, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of indigenous people here, Indians. Well, Indians, not in the sense that we know them, right? Indians meaning indigenous people, all right? So these people do not know what cancer is. And they were asking me, what is cancer? And I was trying my best, to explain to them in biological terms what cancer is, they did not understand. They said, we don't have any of that here. You know why? Because they're drinking, it's like a hot sauce, like Tabasco, for example, okay? But it's not made of Tabasco peppers. It's made of mandioca. Mandioca is a fruit that only grows in the Amazon. Nowhere else. Only grows in the Amazon. So what they do, it's a root, okay? It grows on the ground. It's full of cyanide. Full of cyanide. One piece of that root can kill 100 people, all right? You have to know what you're doing. What they do, they boil. They put the they put the root in a big vat, and they boil to neutralize the cyanide, okay? And probably this is why it's anti-cancer, because of the cyanide content. It still has a small amount, very small amount of cyanide in it, which is not enough to cause any harm, okay? But I was speaking to them, and I can speak a few words of their language. Nah, not many. I don't want to show myself off, right? But I do understand what they're saying. And they were telling me that we don't know what cancer is. And I said, a lot of people are dying of cancer, liver cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. I said, nope, we don't know what it is. I tried to explain to them. They still did not understand what it is. They never had one incident of cancer in their society. And,
that's fascinating,
some places
Mike.
In the Amazon jungle. Yes.
That's just fascinating, Mike. I wonder if you had final thought to tie things together.
The gentleman who invented Extendivite is basically using the same recipe that these people in the Amazon are using, okay?
Wow.
The only difference is the pepper that they... Okay, this gentleman in the United States is using Tabasco or some other kind of pepper that's available in the United States. But here, they use pepper, which is called Murupi, okay? It's a very long pepper, very, very... hot, okay, and they put it inside this liquid, which is the mandioca, okay, and they let it ferment for about 4 months, and they use it in their beans. When they eat beans, they eat a lot of beans here, including myself. I eat a lot of beans. Actually, to be honest with you, beans is my only dish that I eat every day. I don't eat anything else except beans. No meat. I'm not a vegetarian, no. The problem is the meat constipates me. So I'm trying to stay away from it. So I'm eating beans, and I use Murupi. I use this liquid that comes bottled. I can buy it anywhere here in the Amazon. Okay, I live in the Amazon, basically. So this gentleman has a point. Anybody doubting this better revise their thoughts about what this gentleman is talking about, because he's right. Malagueta peppers, okay, which I suppose that the gentleman is using to create this, cayenne pepper. Well, it's basically the same family, but yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mike, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that background. That's fascinating stuff. I'm very glad you called. Yeah, it's a cayenne pepper and Extendivite. It's a Canadian company. And I'm glad you called in with all of those thoughts, Mike. Thank you very much. Look forward to your next call. Thomas, formerly of California, stand by. We're going to be here with a break, and then we have Tom in Florida. Thomas in California, your thoughts?
Oh, hi, Doctor. Professor. Professor, I have your signed book of No One Died in Sandy Hook, and I love it. I love the pictures that you put in there, too.
Excellent. Did you get the color version?
I believe it's black and white, but I do have a signed copy, though, from you.
Wonderful.
And anyway, I just want to say, now that you're a regular on RBN again, I just want to say that you're conducting yourself so professional. I love it. You know, you don't if there's someone that disagrees with you, you don't get irate or anything like that. I suppose you can't because of your heart problem, but...
Now, my wife will assure you I can still get pointed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, I love it, Thomas. That's very thoughtful of you to say those things.
Oh, no, but anyway, I've been a fan of yours. Even, I don't know if you remember me or not, but I've talked to you before. But anyway, I'm a big fan of yours, and I don't agree with anyone 100%. And that's fine. We all have to have our difference of opinions. And just like Mike Rivero before you, I didn't agree with him completely all the way, but he was a wonderful person. And you're taking his spot into a new direction and a wonderful direction. And I would also like to say, before I went on air, I don't make very much money anymore. I used to, but I donated $10 to RBN, and I wish other people could do just a little bit. You know, I mean, they'll take, RBN will take any amount of money. You just send them some money, and it'll be okay.
Thomas, that's very, very good of you to mention. Yes, RBN benefits tremendously from donations, large or small. Wonderful having you here to make those statements, Thomas. Do you have a final thought?
No, I just keep up that good work, and I'll talk to you another time. I love so many of the hosts there at RBN. It'd be a shame for RBN to go away. All right, see you later, man.
Hey, you call anytime you like. Tom in Florida, Tom, welcome back. You made so many points yesterday, and we're playing catch up today. Your further thoughts today, Tom?
Good day, sir. Good day, Jim. My point is this: I wanted to just mention about you guys are talking about Jim Jordan and. And Steve Scalise, Scalise is a great guy, Jim, but let's go to the truth here. We don't want Scalise because he's got, you know, like, he's been shot and all that. He's got a little touch of cancer, so we don't want him. We want Jordan. We've got to get Jim Jordan as a speaker, and then we can resolve this immigration invasion conquest by these dirty demon rats, and we're going to have the chickens come home to roost. So we got to get to that point where Jim Jordan is a speaker or Donald Trump. I would love to see Donald Trump, Jim, but I don't know if that's feasible. Yeah. Donald Trump would be the greatest of all. Because he can do it for
I agree, Tom. And it's constitutionally permissible. The House can vote to have any speaker they want. It does not have to be a member of the House.
Well, Jim, I agree with you. And I believe if Donald Trump could get speakership, he would blow up the whole Democratic Party, as we all know it, forever. Because they would be obliterated, annihilated, because now... If you could get Trump as a speaker for a year, he could force the Democrats to come and build the wall and let everybody on TV know it, ABC, NBC, CBS. And by the way, Jim, the main thing we need to talk about today, NBC is up for sale. Why can't we get like 10 white Caucasian conservative billionaires to buy that network? All it would take is one domino to fall. If you could get NBC, like we got Twitter. And you got Trump's True Social. If you could get NBC bought out by a bunch of super conservative white males, and I'll contribute. I'll throw in $200-$300 in like I do for RBN. I'm telling you right now, we need to buy one of those major networks to destroy the Zog. And by the way,
Tom, that's such a sensational idea. You'd have to get rid of a whole lot of the execs. You know, we have over 100 executives at NBC that are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, which is also true at CNN and at the New York Times. We got to get a network that's an American network that speaks for Americans and American interests and doesn't allow us to be wagged by the tail. It's outrageous, Tom. You have got a great idea there.
Yeah, listen, NBC is run by Disney World. Walt Disney and all that has been bought out by the Zionists. They own Walt Disney and Disneyland, Disney World. They own all that. We need to buy out NBC, the white conservatives of this country, the Christians. And we also got to look at here, Jim. I want you to bring up the video, if you please could, sir. I'm not forcing you today or tomorrow, but one day next week, I would love for you to play Arsenio Hall's last show that he ever did on TV with Louis Farrakhan and let your audience listen to it. You will be mind blown because Farrakhan is saying that Jews are the ones that finance the slave ships into the United States, and they're the ones financing the slave trade. Look it up. That's why Arsenio Hall.
Tom, are you still there? You're making great points. I would hate to think you got cut off because you are making those great points, Tom. Okay. Tom, I'm glad you called. Arsenio Hall, with Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan, of course, was a controversial guy, but I think he was speaking a lot of truth. And it is remarkable how Arsenio's career was eclipsed. After he conducted that interview, we never heard from him again. He was a very popular guy. Let me just tell everyone, RBN is just doing a great job here, and I'm just very, very pleased to be a part of the RBN family. And I'm going to continue to do my best to give you the latest develops in the news with concise analysis and welcome your phone calls. Because I learned from you, I'm so glad to have you here. Tom, are you back with a final thought?
Yeah, I'm back. They let me come back on. I want you to bring that tape up about Louis Farrakhan and Arsenio Hall, because that shows you the power of the Zionists, how they destroy people, and they're destroying our country. This border and conquest, this invasion.
Yeah.
And heads need to roll, Jim. Heads need to roll. We need to start bringing judges back, like Judge Roy Bean. You ever heard of Judge Roy Bean, sir?
Of course. Yeah.
We need judges like that back in this country. We got to show these Antifa, these BLM, you're not going to burn and loot anymore. You're going to get shot to death if you think you're going to go and do this treasonous act against our country.
Well,
no way,
Mayor.
Look at all the fentanyl.
As Mayor Daley explained, to stop looting, you got to be very forceful, and it's gotten completely out of hand because of the Democrats' lawless policies. It's outrageous, Tom. I thank you again for a tremendous call. Do you have a final thought?
Yeah, I just want to say that this immigration invasion, if we can get Trump as Speaker of the House and get all these illegals, I want every illegal deported for 30 years back. They got to go back and build their own country.
Tom, thanks for the call, and thanks everyone out there in RBN land. Back tomorrow.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.